There was only one Rowell's son.
Maybe I ain't talking about the right one.
Oh, anyway, when you got up there to meet them, did you have a big fight?
It seemed like to me that it got called off for some reason. Either somebody got it really good and they had the sheriff there looking for us, and I don't recall that we ever had a fight. That's the last of it, as far as I remember.
Well, this man who lived with the cow in his kitchen was right between West Street and the railroad on Broad Street. Between West Street?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And right over about where the stationery store is now, where the hardware store used to be?
No, further up than that. It's further up than that. That little space in there.
Beyond the railroad track.
Yeah, right in around the railroad track and somewhere. Jolly.
Not Fox.
No, it wasn't Fox. It was a big bunch of them boys and
Shepherd.
No, he was a great fisherman.
What about the cow in his kitchen? You keep the cow in his kitchen for quite some time?
Yeah. That used to be a thing that you talk about. You'd go up there to see him, and he'd open the door on the damn cow, stick a head out, and push the door, and stick a head out the kitchen door.
Maybe you'll think of it. I'll check with you. If you don't think it's night, I'll check with you later on. Well, you knew the Berry brothers, probably.
I knew one. I knew one of them was a plumber.
Yeah, Wilbur?
Wilbur.
Yeah.
And I knew Wilbur. And I never had any dealings with none of the rest of them.
Did you have dealings with Wilbur?
I did with Wilbur, yes. I am.
Was he ever sober?
Wilbur and Miss Maddie Gundry. You remember Miss Gundry?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a lot. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law lived on the Gundry property.
Your brother-in-law and sister-in-law, what was their name?
Henderson. Frank.
Frank Henderson?
Yes.
And her name was what?
Her name was Emily.
Emily.
Frank worked with old Miss Maddie for years. He was one of the best men. He'd been that before, and he knew how to handle those. Some of those guys up there were pretty hard to handle.
Those youngsters.
Oh, man. Some of them would tackle him.
Hmm.
Well, you know, Frank was a big, husky, strong guy, and as I said, he knew how to handle them. But,
We're talking about Wilbur Berry.
Wilbur Berry used to go up there, and Frank would have to watch him. Because there was rumors that he was sleeping with the cows, you know, that he was having connections with the cows. And
you mean at Maddie's place?
At Maddie's place, yeah. And so they'd have to watch the doors and everything and to watch for Wilbur.
He was quite a good. Mrs. Giordano, the daughter of the Rowells, remembered him, and she said that he used to go down the street singing, "I'm the nuttiest little Irishman who came down the pike."
I guess he was too.
You didn't know Mrs. Giordano.
No, I couldn't. I don't remember where they lived.
Well, they lived at the old brick house now. They're up next to Catalano. You remember, you know where the old tree place was on Broad Street.
Yeah.
Well, it was right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
The big brick house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the house that was on the corner of West where the Texaco, where the Esso station is now. It was an Ellison house.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Was
right.
it a brick house or yeah. a frame house or what?
Right.
Which?
Right.
Brick or frame?
Frame. Frame. No. I don't know.
Remember who lived there?
No.
You don't remember anybody that lived
no.
there? No. You're not sure what it was? What it was? It was a bigger friend.
No, I really am not. Well, no, I'm not ready.
Any of the tinners still living on the hill?
There are no tinners living that I... There are some of
grandchildren?
Well, yeah, nieces and nephews.
I believe there are four names on up on Tinner's Hill. George.
Yeah.
George Tinner and.
Right.
And.
George Tinner.
Emily Brent.
Emily Brent. Emily Brent.
Not Emily. It's Amelia. She lives right next to George.
That's my good old buddy gal. That old lady's 98, 300 years old. Elmira.
Elmira Brent.
Yeah,
Elmira Brent.
Right.
Elmira Brent.
Right.
She's
well, George Tinner, he is a... Him and my daughter, the one that came in here a while ago, they real good buddies. George is a kind of a halfway mechanic at all things, good at none, but George can get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, when she lived across in front of the Methodist Church, said she was having a lot of trouble with the old house. I used to live in that old house. When I moved out, she moved in. And the ceiling was real rotten, and old George is going there and tear it down and make a good job.
What house was this?
That's the old house right straight across in front of the Methodist Church, that white house there. That was my own there.
You mean in front of Galloway Methodist?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that house there, I bought that from Runyon 20 years ago, and was going to put a couple $1,000 in it, and I thought we wound it up putting $6,000 in it before we could actually live in it.
Well, is Mrs. Corum a tinner?
Miss Corum?
Her husband was killed.
Yeah, she actually wasn't a tinner. She was a niece of the tinners. George is actually a tinner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one of those boys. It's in the nursing home. Is Rudolph Tinner? But I think most of the others are. There was one. There's another one killed this morning.
What?
I don't know where you. If you take a list of them people's houses, you get a. This woman's name. Murray. Her name's Harriet Murray.
They're on Tinner's Hill?
Yes. She's on the last house on your left.
Going down the hill.
Going down the hill. They damn the house, the old man Young's house. Some of the boards clapped together. And the damn thing caught fire again this morning. She's kind of feeble-minded. She wouldn't come out. And they kept begging on, probing for, and finally got in there and got a hold of her. She broke loose before they could get her. She dead.
You said her husband, too. Or it was just she?
Huh?
It was just the woman that died?
Yeah, who died. Yeah, her husband is, I knew her husband, I knew.
Her husband wasn't there?
No.
Or he's dead?
Huh?
Her husband dead?
Yeah, no. He wasn't at home.
No, he wasn't at home.
No.
No. His name is Murray. What's his
Murray.
What's his first name?
I tell you the truth, I don't know. I've known that boy for 20 years, and all we ever called him was Ox.
Ox Murray.
Ox Murray, and I don't know his name.
And that just happened today?
Today.
This morning?
This morning.
Oh, I heard something about a fire, but I never found out where it was.
That's where it was.
Well, do you remember some of the tenors earlier, say 30, 40 years ago?
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. God, I remember them all then.
Well, who were the most prominent ones that you recall?
Well, there was one called M.M. That was Melvin. And he lived in the first house going in there when you... Right, going in.
It's torn down now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he was a big wheel.
What did he do?
He was a well digger operator.
Well digger?
Well digger. And he had a gang of men he kept year round. And that's all he done was dig wells. Didn't have no machines in that day. He dug them all by hand and pick and shovel. And he kept 10 to 12 men a year round. And then there was another one that lived next door, Everett Tenner. He was a young college man, and he went and got his degree in cabinet making. And then, damn fool, and he come back from school and put his college down and went digging wells. During his last years, he took up a little cabinet building in people's houses. But, and then a little further down, there was a Charlie Tiller. He was an accomplished stonemason. That boy could do a beautiful job with stone. And, but he was lazy. He wouldn't do more. He'd get a job and he'd...
Well, was he a son or a grandson of the original Charlie?
Son.
Son.
Son. Son. There was Charlie, and Joe, Melvin, Harrison.
And they're all...
No, and Wince.
Was it Wince?
Wince.
W-I-N-C-E.
S-E. I don't know. That's all I ever knew about him, but Wince.
And they're all dead now?
No. Not well. Well, yes, they are.
Yeah, they're all dead.
They're all dead, right. Right.
And are any of their children around?
Oh, yeah. Now, this George.
George is one.
He's Wince's son. And this Rudolph, he's also the son of Joe. Yeah.
What nursing home is Rudolph in?
He's in Manassas.
Manassas? Mm-hmm. You mean the Portner?
I don't know more than my wife.
Manassas Manor Nursing Home? The big one there in the middle of town?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old is he?
I guess he's 60, 65.
Have you seen him recently?
No, I haven't seen him for 15 years.
You don't know how he's getting along?
No. My wife was up there, as I said earlier, summer. And he didn't know her, of course.
This year?
Uh-huh.
That was quite recently then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he,
What is your, you mentioned your wife, what is your wife's name? What was her name before?
She was a Robinson.
Robinson. Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson. She's, her grandfather is one of those Lees that originally owned that Lee property.
It's R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Yeah, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Robinson.
Now, were there some Robinsons that had a place right behind the bank? A barbershop?
Out in the village?
Yeah, right in the village.
No, I don't know where those people came from.
You knew of them?
Yeah.
It was Robinson, wasn't it?
Yeah, Robinson, that's right. Yeah. It was a man and his wife and son, and he also had a son. But, of course, the man and the wife are all dead now, and the son and his wife dead, and his grandson is dead. And the wife of the grandson is still living in Ann Foster. But all the rest of the family is gone.
You said you knew the name Hyson.
Yeah, that's the only Hyson that I knew. Back in my early days, my school teacher was a Hyson.
The real Samuel Hyson?
I knew Samuel. I knew a Samuel over at Hall's Hill. He lived in Hall's Hill.
There's some place down there on East Falls Church called Hyson Station.
Where's
that?
That's on down
near Roosevelt Street? Was it on the trolley line?
Yeah, on the trolley line.
Was it beyond Roosevelt Street?
Roosevelt.
Farther in toward Washington.
Yeah, further on in toward Washington.
Next stop?
No, there's one down there called Sweetbriar. I haven't been down there for years and years. But there's one called Sweetbriar. And I guess Hyson is the next one.
But that's east of Roosevelt.
I used to ride that thing all the time, but that Hyson, I don't know. I think that boy and his mother, there was two of them, Martin is his name and his mother. And that's the only two I ever knew of them two, and I'm sure they both did. I haven't heard nothing of them for years.
Well, what did, you said A. Hyson was your teacher?
Yeah.
In grade school or high school?
I was in grade school.
Was that in Falls Church?
In Falls Church.
At Jefferson School?
No, Lord, no.
That's right. That is
we had a little wooden schoolhouse there. It's torn down now, long ago.
Where was it? Was it right near the Henderson House there on South Washington?
No. It is on Annandale Road. It is about two city blocks from where the new school, where the James Lee School is. Back toward Hillwood on your left coming back. On your right coming back.
On your right going back.
Going back.
Yeah. Or be right near Third Baptist Church then.
No, not that far.
Not that far.
No, Lord, no, it ain't that far. Maybe only one city block would be above the same. It ain't very far.
But it's all gone now.
Yeah, it's all gone.
And that was the school just for colored children.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mr. Hyson, was he a colored
Mr.
man?
Mr. Hyson was quite a smart man, too.
Was he a colored man?
Oh, yeah. He was
Was his name Samuel, or is that something?
No, No, I don't remember what his name was.
Probably related to Samuel.
But this Samuel Heist that you talk about. Now this one that I said down there close to East Falls Street, his name was Martin. Martin Heisen. Now I knew a Samuel Heisen that old boys Hall's Hill. He used to run a filling station over there, just as you. Down there by that high tower,
George Mason
broadcast the station there.
Right near George Mason Road?
Right. He used to run his name was Samuel.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you must have some very vivid recollections of George Thomas.
Old man George Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember him so well. Yeah, I remember him. Oh, I remember him very, very plainly.
Well, tell me about some things about him. What kind of a man was he?
Well, he was a man that, unless you asked him something, you didn't know nothing. He was a man that spoke to you and just kept going. No, I never knew him to engage anybody in conversation. You go to his shop. I used to go to his shop. He had a little shop out there just at the corner of the bank.
Right at the corner.
Yeah, right at the corner. Do you remember that?
Before the bank was built.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I know about it.
Yeah.
We've got pictures of it.
Yeah, I used to go there, and all of the old boys, like old man Tiller and old man Price and all those old boys, they would, on rainy days, they would all gang in there. And so no drinking and nothing like that, but they were in there telling the fairy tales about how good they'd done last week and so forth. So I used to go in and just listen to them. But old man Thomas would go to the door and spit out a wad of tobacco. But I never heard him relating or telling the boys anything, how it happened. And if you'd go in there and want a piece of work done or had a piece in there you wanted to get out, he'd tell his son, who's living now, Talbot.
Yeah, I talked to Talbot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Talbot told me one time before he talked to you.
Uh-huh.
He'd
tell his son, and his son would get it.
Yeah, his son would get out. Well, he's the old man, he'd been working for himself, by himself, a long time. And he had gotten so he used to forget a lot of things. And Talbot was an elevator operator. That's all he ever done in his life. He never got his hands dirty until he was 50 years old. And all he done was operate elevators and waiters. He used to go away every summer up in these summer resort towns and make a bunch of money as a waiter and then come back home. But then he went to work for his dad. His dad offered him a proposition. Then
there in the shoe shop, you mean?
Yeah, then he had a lot of shoes to fix. You know, everybody had them. Nobody wore a pair of shoes and throw them away.
No.
They wore them until they got thin, and they put them in the shop and had them half sold.
How much did he charge?
About $350.
I understood. At one time, he charged a lot less than that.
Well, now, maybe so. I really don't remember. I think the last time I had a pair done that I paid, I got heels and soles and clips. These little things to keep from running your shoes over. I think I paid $350.
Mm-hmm.
He probably did charge less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because clapping until I was 25 years old, I never paid more than $350 for a pair of shoes. And I used to wear some, I thought I was wearing some good shoes on Sundays, and I go out amongst the gals, I thought I was strutting. And I'd pay $350 to $380 for my shoes. And
you had something?
I thought I had something. Now that boy of mine, I he coming that other day. Showed me he paid $58 for a pair of shoes. I told him he was crazy as hell. $58 for a pair of shoes.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Huh?
It's unbelievable. Well, do you remember any particular incidents of any kind connected with Mr. Thomas or his son?
No.
Or,
no. No.
He just, when they moved his building back, he just took right up where he left off, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. As I say, it was a little out of my time, and So I wasn't too much up at his building because there were older men there. I never did make it a practice of, you know, putting my neck where it didn't belong.
I understand he lived a very short while after he stopped working.
Yeah, he didn't live very much long. But he was, God, I don't see how he lived. He wasn't as big as a you could span him with your hand almost.
Is he buried over here at Second Baptist?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was something I heard about, a big slab of stone was in front of his shop. I believe it was in front of his shop. And he expressed the wish that when he died, that big piece of stone be his gravestone.
I don't think I ever heard that before. And I think I would have, because Talbot, he lived right across from my sister. And they were real friendly. And I've been going up to my sister's every morning for 30 years to get coffee. I leave home every morning, go up there and get a cup of coffee. Every morning.
Well, what's your sister's name?
Rhody, if she's dead now. Or her husband, Bo Thomas. And
Rhody Thomas.
Yeah. Odie Thomas was my brother-in-law's name. And he just recently died. But I grew up.
Is there any relationship between? You said Odie was your sister.
Odie was my brother-in-law.
Was your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
And Rhoda.
Rhoda. R-O-D-A.
Was your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were. What relation was Odie to?
Talbot.
Talbot.
No relation at all.
Well, when you, as far back as you can remember, what was it? What was the hill like? Were there, how many houses were there here? Were there many houses, or what were the roads like?
And well,
you got your water out of wells, I suppose.
Got your water out of wells, and of course, there was no street lights.
No street lights.
And no hardened roads. Well, 40 years ago, they started to, you know, make the roads hard, but...
But you can remember when there were nothing but I
remember when you couldn't walk in there, they'd gone. They had logs in the road that big around, throw them in mud holes.
You mean a foot in diameter?
Yes, indeed.
Where around here did they do that?
One place specifically I remember, and that's right in the... We used to call it the Methodist Church Bottom. And that is right as you go down and cross Hillwood Avenue, and from Hillwood Avenue on down.
Right where they're fixing it now.
Right. That's right. I remember old Cook Sled. You remember Cook Sled? Old man Cook Sled had two boys, Fitzy and Junior.
What was the name?
Cook Sled.
Cook Sled?
Cook Sled lived out there on... I'm trying to think if you've named any place where that I could. But there's.
Well, anyway, they corduroyed that piece of road.
Corduroyed it. I didn't know you knew what I was going to say. Corduroyed.
Yeah. Well, what about around on Lee Highway, just on the other side there of the motor building? Did they ever corduroy that?
What motor building?
Well, Coons is there now. Falls Church Chrysler Plymouth has been there, you know.
But no.
Just on the other side of that triangle where that
No. They I don't remember that.
Do you remember any other spots where they corduroyed? They corduroyed in South Washington anywhere?
Yeah, they corduroyed...
down near the creek?
No, they corduroyed Fairfax Street. I remember that.
You mean East Fairfax?
East
Along
Fairfax.
Where the church is?
Yeah, East Fairfax.
They did corduroy that?
Yes, indeed. And I don't remember no streets in town that they corduroyed.
What about East Falls Church?
No.
Just those two places you remember.
But I do remember them. I remember old man sled driving out there with a wagon
Oh, you mean Cook Slade?
Slade, yeah.
Cook Slade.
Yeah.
S-L-A-D-E.
S-L-A-D-E.
Ah,
now. And he's got two boys, both of them a little dippy. And Junior and, well, I'll call him Fitzy. I don't know what the boy's name was. And they both stayed in asylums. House of detention somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a girl named Mary. She married a painter. But that old man used to haul. Oh God, I'd like to know the loads of wood he hauled over these roads.
Mr. Slade, you're talking about?
Oh man, that old gentleman. He was an old man too. And he'd go out there and cut and pile the wood until he couldn't.